1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden meeting with Ukraine's president on the sidelines of the G7 in Italy, signing a security agreement that will bolster Ukraine's defenses using interest on frozen Russian assets. The U.S. State Department says it's continuing to work to try to persuade Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal with Israel in exchange for its hostages. Spokesman Matthew Miller says Hamas has been haggling, though, over the terms.
We were disappointed both that it took so long to get a response and that the response had a number of changes that could drag the negotiations out further.
He did not provide details about what issues remain sticking points. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously upholding access to mifepristone, the abortion drug used in a majority of abortions nationwide. The court said anti-abortion doctors lacked a legal right to sue. A sweeping federal civil rights investigation on the Phoenix Police Department finding discriminatory practices and unlawful detaining of homeless people. This is ABC News. Intense heat across the southwestern U.S., fueling of destructive wildfire in Arizona. The Rose Fire has burned nearly 200 acres and is now 0% contained.
Firefighters racing to contain a massive wildfire that destroyed several homes and shut down a major highway near Phoenix as crews battle the flames from the air and on the ground. Residents on high alert.
Pretty scary last night. I'm thinking, well, we're going to die. Go to sleep.
Much of the Southwest baking under record-breaking heat. Phoenix has seen triple-digit temperatures every day for nearly 3 weeks.
That's ABC's Mola Lenghi. The Supreme Court on Thursday making it harder for the federal government to win court orders when it suspects a company of interfering in unionization campaigns in a case that stemmed from a labor dispute at Starbucks. The justice is tightening standards when a federal court should issue an order to protect the job of workers during an organization campaign. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college is closing in Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox Cities campus a year from now. Enrollment has dropped by nearly two-thirds over the past decade. UW System Schools have closed 4 other two-year branch campuses since last year. The First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, visited Green Bay Thursday, launching the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign. Democrats are courting elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to seniors. Jill Biden says age is not the issue in this election.
But what this election is about, it's about the character of the person leading our country. It's about finishing the job we started.
Polls are showing Biden and Trump are neck and neck in popularity among Wisconsin voters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers rally for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers were 0 for 24 with runners in scoring position.
Then in the bottom of the sixth, Willie Adames was at the plate.
Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
That one hit to center. It's pouring down rain now
The ball traveled 448 feet as the Crew held on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Adames on the Brewers' five-run rally.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, these big guys, they did the job there just to starting everything for us. And after that, we just carried the momentum and, you know, we scored some run for the support for the pitchers there.
The Crew with the day off. NBA Celtics win again 106-99 over the Mavericks in Dallas. Boston up now 3-0 in the NBA Finals. NFL Packers wrapping up their 3-day minicamp. They'll be back in 5 weeks for the start of the season with training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight and upper 50s by daybreak. West-northwest winds. On Friday, sunny skies. Highs will top out in the middle 70s. Into Saturday, there will be more clouds across the region, with our highs reaching the upper 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll do a final check-in with Peter and Tracy Flukey on their way to New York City with their tandem bike.
Then we'll feature live music with singer-songwriter AJ Cross, who'll join us from Operation Song.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. And I'm Jefferson Smith. It's fun to be here. Happy to have you. Let's go to Johnny. And by the way, one thing I'm grateful for is that just the fact that the Nathans is not letting Joey Chestnut compete in the hot dog eating contest because he signed a deal with Impossible Foods, have no fear. Just on the heels of that announcement, we now know that Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi, the two, shall I say, top dogs of the competitive eating world, are planning on competing in a competitive eating contest for the first time in the same arena since 2009. All right, it's going to be on Labor Day. So for the people here who like to see people eating lots and lots of hot dogs, That's the big dog match. All right, go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Jefferson, thank you for taking my call. We love when you are a substitute teacher, and we especially love when you bring your dad on because he brings so much to the table. But when I heard his comments regarding Caitlin Clark, I was like, where this is he really for real? I mean, if you go back and you look at the tape, it's basketball. There were two players in the backcourt after a score, and the ball was supposed to be inbounded, and it was going to go to Caitlin Clark. And Cassidy intercepted the play, and Caitlin clearly flopped. And you know, for your dad to say that this is an outlandish foul. I mean, the game provides for a flagrant foul. The player is either reprimanded or ejected or fined, and that was what was done. But for him to say that we're not going to watch the WNBA if these fouls are allowed to go on. I mean, come on. It's basketball.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Diego Maradona?
Of course. Hand of God.
When Diego Maradona came into the league at 16 years old, he could not touch the ball without being fouled.
Yeah.
Nobody went up in arms and says, we're not going to watch soccer anymore because...
Yeah.
And for you to agree with them that this is a racial issue...
Oh,
blew my mind.
Let me...
It's not a racial issue. It's basketball.
No. Let me clarify my own view. First of all, I'll stand up for Papa. What I think he was getting at, what I think he's aiming for, is I think he was saying, I think he was, the short version, I think what he was trying to say is, well, people are saying it would have been way different if it hadn't been a black player on a white player. It would have been felt differently.
He said that, but he went on to say that it's a racial issue, and you agreed with him.
No,
it's basketball.
Johnny, can I take a turn?
Go ahead.
All right.
Jefferson.
So he said he thought it was just a bad foul. And I kind of disagree. I think it was a bad foul, but I don't think it was the worst foul I've ever seen. I mean, Jokic did worse on Marcus Morris, you know, two seasons ago. We've seen worse fouls than that over time. The piece that I do think is racial, the foul, that's not my, I don't think the foul was racial. I think it was somebody fouled somebody in basketball. It happens all the time. What I do think we should be aware of, and I think should be sensitive to, is that there is, that Caitlin Clark has become more famous in part because there are a lot of fans who really like the idea of a white athlete. I don't think that's the majority of Caitlin Clark's story. I don't think that's certainly the majority of the story of a foul in the basketball court. But if we're trying to come to grips with the Caitlin Clark phenomenon, the thing I most want to highlight is how awesome it is that there's this amazing athlete. I think the primary reason that she's so popular is because of the way she plays, coming down and shooting, you know, 32-foot jump shots, in the same way that Steph Curry electrified the men's game. I think that's sort of the main thing. I think also the rise, not only in the WNBA, the rise of women's athletics, I think she's the beneficiary of a growth in the popularity of women's sports in general. I think that's another part of the story that's even more important. And I don't want to avoid the reality, as one of our callers said, that there's a little bit of a great white hope phenomenon that happens in our country, and we should be aware of that. I do think that that's a legitimate thing to be aware of. But last word for you, Johnny.
Well, Jefferson, your dad seemed to be implying that if you do not open up the lane for her to drive to the basket,
I don't think that's fair.
Then we're not going to watch the basketball, the WNBA anymore.
No, I don't.
That's what we got from it.
Well, I hear that's what you got from it. Well, I'll ask him about it because he's going to be on. He's going to be on in about 20 minutes. That's not what I took away from it. But
The thing is that it's like we're saying that we love black people and we appreciate the votes for black people to get Democrats elected. But if you touch that white girl, no,
John. I don't think there was a single indication on that. In fact, I think his whole point was that wasn't the point. I think his whole point was it was just a bad foul. I think his whole point was exactly the opposite of what you were saying, Johnny.
It's a foul. A foul is a foul.
There you go. That was his point.
People get fined, but he was like, she shouldn't
Johnny, you're not being fair.
She should not touch the court anymore because she touched the white girl.
No, Johnny, I gotta say, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll ask him, but I'll say I think I don't normally take issue with what I hear listeners said. Mostly what I want to do because
I love you and we love your dad.
Yeah,
but that was like wow.
I cannot believe
he said that.
But I think we can go back and look at the tape. Like he and I have disagreements. We disagreed yesterday. But just to be clear, thank you so much for calling in, Johnny. Just to be clear, his point on Caitlin Clark was that a lot of people trying to make that foul a racial issue. He just wanted to make it an issue about it being a bad foul. So he was sort of in alignment with you. I don't think he didn't say nothing about you can't touch that white girl. Like he sort of said the opposite of that. He would take great umbrage at anybody thinking that that's what he said or what he thought. I mean, he's a man of another generation, and I don't trust him in every cultural matter on the planet, to be sure, but that wasn't at all his point. The person who brought race in it was me. I was the one who brought race in it. He was saying it wasn't about race, and I said, I think it is, not the foul. I don't think the foul is about race. I think the Caitlin Clark phenomenon, if we don't think that there's any piece about race in that, I don't think we're paying attention. I don't think we're being aware of social dynamics in our country. I don't think that's the most important part. I think the most important part is the elevation of more heroes and heroines and people that people can look up to. I think it's the elevation of people, including Angel Reese. I think it's the elevation of people, including Dawn Staley. I think it's the elevation of including people like Cheryl Swoops. We can talk about other sports. We had a caller who talked about the greatest gymnast, one of the greatest athletes of all time. I didn't say women athletes. I say greatest athletes of all time, Simone Biles. I think that is the phenomenon in our country that's most worth attention. Okay, that's the thing that we should be singing hosannas about and being grateful for on Thank You Thursday, and I am grateful for that. And I'm the one who brought race into it because I think if we don't understand that there's a little bit of the reason that Caitlin Clark is so popular is because she's a white girl, I don't think we're paying attention. That's very, very different. In fact, Johnny, the reason I'm a little passionate at this moment is because I think that's almost the opposite of saying you can't touch that white girl. I don't think either Pop or I said that, but we can ask him, and I hear your call, and I appreciate the call. Let's go to Robert from Winston.
Hello.
Robert, you there?
Yeah, Robert's here.
Robert, we got your point, but I didn't understand it. I'm going to go straight to John from Santa Monica.
Hi. I want to express my deep gratitude to the UCLA students who camped outside to bring attention to our community of the suffering of the Palestinian people in Gaza and elsewhere, and for actually enduring a vicious beating by the opposition, which sent many of them to the hospital. So I think that what they did there is unbelievable.
Thank you, John. Thanks for the call. Brian from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, good morning, Jefferson. I want to say thank you for having such a wonderful substitute teacher. And I love that you're a big picture guy, which is the way I like to approach politics. And I'd like to go a little bit more on to the immigration issue. I think a fresh way to view it is to think of it as a deregulated labor market.
Yeah.
And if you have a deregulated market, the buyers of the commodity, which is human labor, get a cheaper price. And we don't really think about how immigration affects housing, how it affects worker wages, how it affects benefits at a job site, because I think it's possible to have too much immigration. And we never talk about that. We always try and racialize the issue and say, oh, we don't like Hispanics or we don't want blacks. If everybody on the planet was the same race, everybody looked like a Pakistani, all of our problems would really be the same. And the problem is our population has grown so fast, so quickly. You know, we're at 8 billion people. We've never been at this level of population before. And to just say, well, that we can let people just flow in unregulated under the United States is silly. Yeah. And the people that it hurts the most, an unregulated immigration system, it hurts poor working class Americans. And people can't seem to understand that. It benefits the wealthy because they get cheaper labor in all their businesses. But your everyday poor working class Americans, they're the ones that get hurt.
Yeah.
And we never frame it that way. And then another thing is we have a housing shortage in the United States. There is not enough affordable housing.
Yeah.
Well, let's combine that issue with high levels of immigration.
Yeah.
They're related. But see, political actors and activists, they like to keep it separate. They like to put everything in little bitty boxes and talk about them separately, when in reality, they're all related, and we need to approach it that way.
Yeah.
So I'd like to hear you comment on that.
Yeah, they're taking us to break. I'll say something quick. And on Thank You Thursday, in fact, one of the things I'm concerned about, what I'm concerned about the immigration debate, what thing I don't like about it, is that it gets to jingoism too quickly. But I agree, of course you have to have immigration policy. Of course you have to have immigration policy. And the thing that's frustrating, one of the million things that frustrate me about it, is that there have been two big chances to do meaningful immigration reform. Republicans killed it both times. So I'd like to get to meaningful immigration policy. I'd also like to get to gratitude coming up next.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We will be back on the Tom Hartman Program with your calls and more. 202-808-9925.
Bye.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to cozyearth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to cozyearth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at cozyearth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's cozyearth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water. Vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, you're on the air. You win the most patient listener award.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I want to find out why we're not calling the Republican Party the Apocalyptic Party. Everything they seem to suggest could be an apocalyptic event.
All right. Well, I hear your point. And do you want an answer to why I think we don't call it the apocalyptic party? Or are you wanting more to make the point as a rhetorical question? Or are you actually asking for analysis on the topic?
I'm looking at an analysis on the topic because it seems to fit so well to
that. All right. So the first, thank you, Ralph, for the call. So the first is, I don't know. That's my first answer, but I'll make some hunches. Here's some hunches. First of all, it's multiple syllables. It's not easy to Google. If everybody listening tries to spell apocalyptic, many of us will get it right. Some of us won't. Okay, I think I would, but I'm not going to try to do it on the air because there's a little chance I'll misplace where the Y goes. Okay, it's just a little tricky. It's just a little bit of a tricky word. The other is, but this I'll be a little more serious about. I think the words, and when you know, I often do, you know, Watch Your Language Wednesday. But today's Thursday, so we can't possibly talk about things that are Wednesday things on a Thursday. Yeah, we can. So I think the words that really stick are the ones that have the closest grain, not only of truth, but the closest, some close connection to how people talk anyway. Right? So when they try to, when anti-democracy folks try to call the Democratic Party the Democrat Party, they're not trying to make a big rhetorical change. They're not trying to make a big sonic change, not a big verbal change. It's a little verbal change. And it's just one that sounds like the little scurrying animal that goes under houses and goes into subways, occasionally has a big pizza in his mouth on TikTok. And it's just a little bit of a change, but it's a little bit of a change that cuts a little bit of a knife. It's disrespectful, it's divisive, it's dishonest. It's not the thing you do if you're actually trying to make the country stronger, to make democracy work. It's the kind of thing you're doing if you're trying to undermine your enemy, okay? And it does undermine, and it undermines in part because it's a little bit of a change. If you try to make a big, big rhetorical change, it requires big, big effort. And getting a lot of people to do big, big effort when it comes to words is kind of hard. That's honestly what I think. But that doesn't mean you can't call it that, and it doesn't mean people shouldn't call it that. I don't know what people should call things, but that's my analysis because, you know, you asked for it. Let's go to Barbara. You got 45 seconds.
Oh, I can't do it in 45 seconds, but I'm looking at the Project 2025, and yeah. It's the most hypocritical document I have ever seen. They say some crazy, crazy things that they're going to do, and it's just so that, well, for one thing, they talk about the family and how the family is sacred, and they want to elect somebody who committed adultery repeatedly, divorced repeatedly, has been accused as a rapist. I mean, it's just so hypocritical. But there's so much in it that they talk about people restoring people being able to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the pursuit of happiness is not. It doesn't include trans kids. Doesn't include LGBT. Doesn't include anybody else except the people who believe like them.
Barbara, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for being a listener. Thanks for being part of the community.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Tom's show. It's your show.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
News with my dad coming up next. This is Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry at Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry's 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which then expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Mino and the Mayor.
Radio Password with your host, John Mino.
The password is lingerie.
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says, sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
You can't say Mino. Is it lingerie?
Oh my God! How is that possible?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Mino and the Mayor.
We are here to talk about something very near and dear to our heart, and that's housing for veterans. And this is Gail.
It's gone to the city council before. Wanted you to tweak some things. You did that, and it came up last night for a final vote. And
we got the vote.
Yeah.
It was amazing. We had so many people speak on our behalf.
Fantastic. Could not be happier.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmannReport.com. Check it out. Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty customer, has to say about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food. But seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. We also love Nature's Blend. Tom and Louise feed it to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness. I have to acknowledge, I've never tasted it, but the dogs love it. And a favorite flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike other fresh brands out there, quote, fresh brands, that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw or store them in the fridge, which can then expire pretty fast, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable, it's not messy, you don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with really high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, so it's naturally full of nutrients. And here's the thing, you can save over half off, 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And on the telephone live, playing the role of my dad is, in fact, my dad, the star of our segment, Joe Smith, man of Caitlin Clark controversy. Pop, how you doing?
The subject of controversy, and he really did get it wrong.
Yeah, so where he disagreed with you, so he and I both disagreed with you. And he had you had two kinds of disagreements, almost conflict. But where he disagreed with you is he thought you were saying, don't touch that white girl. That was not the impression that I got from what you said.
It was exactly the opposite of what I said. What I said was, there were a lot of people who were making it a black-white issue, and I don't think it should be a black-white issue at all. I think it should be a thing of completely improper fouls, and they should not let... No, regardless of color, regardless of team, they shouldn't let them get away with
right. So my
gratuitous fouls like that. I have strong feeling about that. It's been a long, long time, but I think I was the highest scorer in my high school league. I was a pretty good basketball player, and I always have thought basketball should be a game of finesse, not brute force.
Yeah, and it's become much more physical. When we watch games together, you point out how much more physical the game has become. So I disagreed with you in two ways. One, I think the issue has been elevated, like the foul issue that elevated was far beyond. Like, it's not the worst foul I've ever seen. It is a foul that should be called. It could be called a flagrant, but it's not worth the second coming type. It's a foul. It happens on the basketball court. That was one of the disagreements that we heard from a caller, and I am in alignment with that disagreement. You and I are offended to a different degree. I'm like, it's a foul. It's just a foul. Like, that's welcome. It's welcome to the league. It happens a lot when and I used the example yesterday of when they used to call them bonus babies, right? The highly paid baseball player would come in and get brushed back by a veteran pitcher. Like, it's sort of a rite of passage for a lot of people to come in as hot shots and say, okay, let's see how much of a hot shot you are, and you get fouled. So I see it as that more. But the other place I disagree is I do think, and I said this, I don't want to spend the whole darn show talking about Caitlin Clark, but and I'm a big Caitlin Clark fan, to be clear, but I do think that we should be aware of the racial element, not in the foul, but in the Caitlin Clark phenomenon and in professional sports phenomenons and in phenomena and in pop culture phenomena. And as one of our callers said yesterday, sort of this phenomenon of kind of a great white hope. But wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, actually, you and I do not disagree on that at all. I think you're exactly right.
All right. Well, thanks, Pop. Thanks for clearing the record. All right. This is News with My Dad. Where do you want to start? Typically, you start with a shout-out.
I have a shout-out, and I can almost not imagine myself shouting out to this particular group, but I want to shout out to the United States Supreme Court, which voted 9-0 to overturn the ruling of the Texas Area Circuit Court of Appeals on the availability of mifepristone, where they said mifepristone can be made available, that the doctors who brought the case didn't even have any standing, and that is that. And that's a big deal.
But to be clear, I have not read the opinion. It just came out. But I think it was just on standing. They didn't rule on the merits, right? They didn't say anything
about it.
They didn't say you can use mifepristone. They just said you doctors can't bring a suit.
They ruled on the standing, but so somebody who is going to find standing to get it up again, and if they do find standing, then they're going to have a hard time on the facts, because the allegation of the case was that it wasn't safe, it hadn't been properly vetted by the FDA, and that's just a pile of crap.
No. thank you for that artistic analysis. So let me give you mine. Let me give you my analysis. I think it's interesting they can say that there's no standing here, but they will find standing in cases where they want to rule. All right? When I see a right-wing majority who kicks out a case on standing, what I know is that that's a case they don't want to rule on. It's a case they don't want to get in the merits on. And that's for one of two reasons. And I'll tell you what I think the reason was in this case. It's either because they think the merits, if they ruled on the merits, it would cut against their values. It might make the law worse in ways they didn't want. Or it is because they don't want it to get any more attention on the merits. If they did the thing, if they could get the votes, okay, if they get the votes to make it, and that's what it is, you got to get 5 votes out of 9 to get the votes, it would then do something that they wouldn't like the politics of. Yes, I just said politics in the context of the Supreme Court, and that's what things are. And we all now know it. Nobody should even pretend anymore. And the example I'll use is when the Rehnquist Court sustained Miranda warnings. They didn't do it on standing, but they sustained Miranda warnings. And I thought it was really interesting, because if you read Rehnquist's stuff, if you read Scalia's stuff, if you read Clarence Thomas's stuff, he has less stuff to read. But if you follow their, he hasn't written as many opinions. But if you follow their lines of argument, that that it's pretty hard to take an originalist and insert Miranda warnings. Miranda warnings aren't in the Constitution. Originalists, they just did it. And I think they did it because they knew the political blowback would be too big against the whole right-wing judicial project if they got rid of Miranda warnings, because Miranda warnings are oh so very famous. Now, I thought that might be why they didn't overturn Roe. I thought that they might use what I call the Miranda principle in a different way, the sort of Rehnquist strategy. Don't overturn stuff, like undermine the federal legal principles that support justice every darn ruling you can, if you are Justice Alito, etc. But be careful doing it if it's something people have seen on TV a lot of times. Be careful of doing it if it's something real famous, if it's something that actually might shift the political tide in the country. Be careful. I thought that actually might protect Roe. It didn't. It did not protect Roe. But I do think it protected mifepristone, and the way they did it was by not having to rule on the merits. That's my analysis. Where do you think I'm out to something, or where do you think I'm out to lunch?
Oh, I suspect you are exactly right, but that makes it all the more significant that they really wanted it to go away.
Yeah, they want the issue to go away. I also wonder, right, if this same case had come up a year ago, it wasn't just months before, if it wasn't weeks before the conventions, if it wasn't a couple weeks before the very first debate, right, I wonder if the ruling would have been different, if they would have found standing.
You'd like to think, I would really like to think that it wouldn't make a difference.
Sure.
But with this, with this particular court, particularly because whether there was actually dialogue between the candidates for the Supreme Court and the appointing president when the last three appointments were made, where they assured the president that they would overturn Roe, or whether it was just a wink and a nudge, I don't have any doubt that it was very, very clear understanding that they were going to do what they did.
And to be clear, like, Donald Trump wasn't the one that needed to do that vetting. It was the Federalist Society. The Federalist Society was picking the judges, okay? And in picking the judges, they knew what they wanted. They knew what they needed. They knew what their project is about. And their project is about undermining equality. Their project is about undermining choice, real choice, and weaponizing, quote, free speech to provide unfettered corporate power, undermine the ability to regulate in favor of the environment, to regulate in favor of labor, to regulate in favor of the middle class. And that's the project. And but anyway, what's next on your docket?
Well, I would just like to mention the passing of Pastor Lawson, who is one of the civil rights hero of my age group, died at 95. He spent his entire adult life dedicated to crusading for nonviolence and equality, not just racial equality, but equality. He was a conscientious objector at age 23. He went on a mission to India, where he was hugely influenced by Mahatma Gandhi. And he spent the last 24 years as pastor of the United Methodist Church, Los Angeles. And his passing is the passing of a giant.
Thanks for that one. What's next? And you know, rest in peace, rest in power, rest in love, Pastor Lawson. But keep going, Pop.
Okay. Well, the I had another shout out. It's not a shout out, but it's just something that really neat happened in our state, in my old bailiwick, in Eastern Oregon, Baker County, which is just south of where I used to live, as district attorney. It was for a Whippet Australian Shepherd Pit Bull Cross dog.
That's quite a cross.
Blue.
Have you ever seen a Whippet?
Quite a cross.
It is very different than a German Shepherd, which is very different. Did you say Pit?
It's very different indeed.
I don't know which one's the boy, which one's the girl in this scenario, but go on.
That's heavy miscegenation. Anyway, Blue. Blue's owner in a pickup truck, along with three other dogs and his owner, went over the cliff in Baker County, Eastern Oregon, near Halfway, which is a little town that I visited many years ago campaigning for Senator Wayne Morse. And the owner couldn't move, Brennan Garrett. And the dog, Blue, went 4 miles and found the camp of Garrett's sister and other campers, and they saw that the dog had injuries, and so they went out looking for him, and they rescued the dad before he died, which is just a really, really neat story.
Well, I think we can all agree, go Blue. I think Michigan fans, I think Democratic Party voters, I think dog lovers, Tom Hartman himself and Louise, their dog's name is Blue. I think we can all unite in the sentiment, go Blue.
And that's something of great significance.
Yeah, one minute before the break, Pop.
Okay, 1 minute before the break. Well, then maybe let's do just a quickie, and then because the thing I want to bring up is much longer. Inflation is down. Crime, especially violent crime, is significantly down. And yet, DDT, despicable Donald Trump, is still out there saying how awful inflation is and how often crime is. It's just really awful. And when we're talking also about the presidential campaign, Cornel West is out of money. But the Republicans are out gathering signatures for him in several states, trying to get him on the ballot, because they know if they can get him on the ballot, it's most likely to hurt Biden. It's a remarkable milieu in which we live.
And of course, as we go to break, the story about how crime is down, how inflation is down, how we're having record jobs results, and yet that news has not penetrated the Fox News network propaganda. That's a media story. And my gratitude on Thank You Thursday is for the viewer and for the listener of this program to help get a little bit of that truth out into the world. Thank you, everybody, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
202-808-9925. We're going to wrap with News of My Dad and then your calls right after this.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden meeting with Ukraine's president on the sidelines of the G7 in Italy, signing a security agreement that will bolster Ukraine's defenses using interest on frozen Russian assets. The U.S. State Department says it's continuing to work to try to persuade Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal with Israel in exchange for its hostages. Spokesman Matthew Miller says Hamas has been haggling, though, over the terms.
We were disappointed both that it took so long to get a response and that the response had a number of changes that could drag the negotiations out further.
He did not provide details about what issues remain sticking points. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously upholding access to mifepristone, the abortion drug used in a majority of abortions nationwide. The court said anti-abortion doctors lacked a legal right to sue. A sweeping federal civil rights investigation on the Phoenix Police Department finding discriminatory practices and unlawful detaining of homeless people. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump reportedly called the city of Milwaukee horrible in a private meeting with Republican members of Congress on Thursday. People who were in the room offer differing stories, saying Trump was referring to crime or voter fraud in the city, not the city itself. Regardless of Trump's intention, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson fired back the same day.
Donald Trump wants to talk about things that he thinks are horrible. All of us live through his presidency, so right back at you, buddy.
Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in July. About 30% of Wisconsin Medicare recipients up for renewal this year have been disenrolled from their coverage, according to Wisconsin Watch. Covering Wisconsin, a UW-Madison program, is helping people reconnect with healthcare providers and other programs that support health. Call 608-261-1455 or visit their website to book an appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Actor John Goodman says he is not as motivated to work as he was in his younger days. He told Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes on the Smartless podcast that he tried to overcome his recent lack of motivation by working too much and nearly caused himself to have a nervous breakdown. 71-year-old Goodman has been sober now for 16 years and recently lost 200 pounds, looking more like actor Aaron Eckhart. No booze since 2008 and no bad food for 200 pounds? How crabby is John Goodman right now? Andrew McCarthy hated the phrase Brat Pack. In his new documentary, he confronts the writer David Blum, who coined the phrase, finally putting to rest something no one has ever cared about except Andrew McCarthy. The Brat Packer insinuated Blum's article more or less branded his career. Blum admitted his condescending attitude toward the young actors was not very nice, but stands by it. Sources have not disclosed who McCarthy blames for his role in Weekend at Bernie's. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight and upper 50s by daybreak. West-northwest winds. On Friday, sunny skies. Highs will top out in the middle 70s. Into Saturday, there will be more clouds across the region, with our highs reaching the upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Nightline with Peach Wabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, I am so excited. We wrap up On the Road with Jane and Todd in my favorite place, Amory, Wisconsin. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mentioning the remarkable job that the state of Maryland and especially the city of Baltimore have done in clearing away the destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge and opening up the shipping channel completely without any further restriction in just 11 weeks, when the initial predictions were as much as a year. Absolutely remarkable.
No, it is really remarkable. And shout out to the people and the governor of Maryland. Doing a lot of, I wouldn't call it taking a bow. He's shining a light on other on the achievements of others. But it really is a big deal. And I know that I know that Fox News has tried to use this episode as they try to use anything, sort of example of the failure of America, so the failure of government, the failure of public structures, the failure of the current president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the funny part is this story, in both ways, amplifies even Joe Biden arguments. And here's two of them. One, that we really do need to repair infrastructure. I don't think that means we need to do highway expansions, but I do think it means we need to repair infrastructure, including roads and bridges. Second, we need good coordination, good, strong public structures in order to solve these problems. And this was an example of that happening, right? Federal, state, and local working together, people who believe in government, trying to make sure government works, people not just saying, oh, no, everything needs to be just left to the jungle and see what happens. Like, it was an argument in both small and big ways of the basic argument. If I were Fox News, I'd try to change the subject.
Go ahead. I got another one.
Yep.
This is what I just have to chuckle about. In China, the Yongong Buddhist grottos are a major.
We got 10 seconds, Pop. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, then I should just probably go straight to my straw.
All right, like a straw in the wind. You got 5 seconds.
UK may ban energy drinks to kids 15 and under, and Thailand is about to recriminalize pot.
All right.
Those are a couple of straws in the wind.
Careful going to those places if you want energy drinks. And I like it when my dad says pot. I think people still say pot. I know my dad does. Love you, Dad. Thanks for being on.
Love you, too. See you later.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog in Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love Feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike those other fresh brands out there that ship frozen so you have to wait for them to thaw and store them in the fridge, which then expires quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas on National Movie Night. And as usual, Terry Barr joins us and enlightens us with some fantastic music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.